Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. I'm Lori Boyer for the Western Ag Network. Ethanol is a major topic of discussion right now as Guatemala prepares to launch its E10 program. The country imported 100,000 gallons of ethanol just last year, totaling more than 13 million gallons before the program's official launch. U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council past chair Mark Wilson says that strong start is just the beginning of what the market could mean for U.S. ethanol production.
Japan is going from ETBE, which they're using about 200,000 altogether ethanol gallons in that, to E10 by 2030, I believe it is. And that's going to be a 1.4 billion gallon market. And Mexico is also, they're looking like things are going to get going in that market. And that'll be another 1.6 billion gallon market just to our south. And so those are coming. Vietnam's moving toward E10, all these places, which I just think we're just going to see that really ramp up.
Wilson says the U.S. is well positioned to meet the growing demand of emerging ethanol markets around the world.
There's close to a billion gallons coming online in the next 36 months or less.
That is in addition to the 2 billion gallons of excess ethanol that the U.S. produces each year. And President Trump has signed an executive order to explore implementing mandatory country of origin labeling for beef products. It directs the USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative to look into reviewing statutory and regulatory authority. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lori Boyer.